Welcome, everyone, to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. I'm Nico Saracino, editor of PC. I'm pleased to be joined by Rafael Chinfo Xu, DHL's Vice President of Life Sciences and Healthcare, Americas. Among various topics on today's agenda, he will be uncovering the latest trends affecting the pharmaceutical supply chain, along with ways to fight the ongoing plastic waste battle. Rafael, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the podcast today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Nico.
First, before we dive into our interview with Rafael, a word from our sponsor. This podcast is brought to you by Altrista. Altrista makes a variety of molded plastic solutions for pharmaceutical and other highly regulated industries. Their innovations are everywhere, including lightweight bottles and certified child-resistant caps. Altrista's unique ability to rally strong teams around projects allows them to be agile with even the most demanding tasks. They reimagine manufacturing processes to give their clients unprecedented solutions. This is what makes Altrista's products and partnerships exceptional, and what keeps their clients coming back. Altrista is making a material difference every day. My first question for you, Rafael, has to do with your tenure at DHL. You have held various roles during your 15 plus years with the company. Now, how has that plethora of experience been able to prepare you to perform the required duties that are expected of you in your current position?
Indeed, I've now been a little bit over 15 years with the company. So I'm originally Dutch, so I'm from the Netherlands, and that's also where I started my career with DHL. Started out in a key account management, primarily supporting our high-tech customers. And this really provided me a good understanding of this very specific and rapidly growing sector, dealing with high-value products, the different distribution models, especially in a country like the Netherlands, which is a very important EU hub for most of these companies. And after this role, I had the opportunity to lead our marketing and sales organizations for our freight forwarding division in the Netherlands. And this really helped me to dive deeper into the different market trends, the customer needs, and the importance of a network in international supply chains. And that included our life science sector, actually, in the Netherlands. Then mid-2017, me and my family relocated from Europe to the US. And there I had the opportunity to support some of DHL's biggest customers in our engineering and manufacturing sector. And this reinforced my understanding of business-to-business supply chains and seeing how they are changing, dealing with heavier weight freight movements, longer-term planning, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, getting more exposure to the new region, so the Americas region, as well as our other DHL business units. And as we emerged from the pandemic, I had the opportunity, I was fortunate enough to move over to one of our most visible sectors in our portfolio, especially at that moment, and one of the fastest growing at the time, life science and healthcare. I was really fortunate enough to be able to transfer a lot of those insights and learnings from not only the different sectors, but also the different regions, into this role. So I really believe that I couldn't have asked for a better preparation for the role that I have today.
Very fascinating. I appreciate that breakdown. And I know you started to allude to it in your response, but in your opinion, what would you say are the latest trends that are really helping to reshape and impact this pharma supply chain? I know there's certainly quite a few, and that could be a bit of a general question, but if you had to break it down for the listeners, what would you say are the top hitting trends that are helping to reshape that supply chain?
I think we can all agree that the pharma supply chain is currently undergoing a major transformation, right? And I think that's also one of the reasons why we and DHL have recently released a white paper where we are doing exactly this, right? So diving deeper in the key trends that we are seeing that are reshaping the pharma supply chain. So let me mention a few of them here in a bit more detail. So talking firstly about patient centricity, right? So we see more and more personalized treatments, and the healthcare consumerism trend as a whole is really leading to a bigger need for the way we call it direct to X models, which really is direct to patient, pharmacy, hospitals, et cetera, which really require a more flexible final mile distribution. Just as an example, 89% of all clinical trial sponsors right now are offering home-based participation. Now, secondly, advanced therapies. We see a significant growth in biopharma. We feel that it will grow from 33% in 2020 all the way up to 40% in 2028, which is a massive growth in that space. Cell and gene therapies, vaccine developments, they are really all taking off right now. And you know, this is leading to a more complex supply chain as a whole. So smaller batch sizes, expanded cold chains, and a more need for end-to-end control and visibility. Then digital healthcare, digitalization is really leading to more direct engagement with patients and a need for improved data, diagnostics, sensors, predictive analytics, AI becoming a more important part in healthcare in general, but also in supply chain. New ecosystems. We see now the emergence of new and more active players, especially during the pandemic and after, like governments or completely other industries like technology being more involved and ingrained into the healthcare market. And across them all, there is a more collaborative approach that we see now to really speed up the overall development of the sector. Resilience, I think, especially the pandemic, the changes in the climate, the geopolitical situation around the world, I think these are all examples that really show that the future supply chain strategies require an even better built-in resilience. And we see a lot of focus into that area going right now. And last but not least is sustainability. You know, an estimate of 35% of the annual medical spending in the US is waste. So that means that there's a huge opportunity for efficiency, as well as a positive impact on the environment for the supply chain. Now, this means focus on carbon neutral warehouses, alternative fuels, reduction in packaging and waste, and more circular solutions for devices and packaging, et cetera. I think those are really key trends that are reshaping the supply chain, in our view.
It's certainly a lot to unpack there. And I want to touch upon that last point you made regarding sustainability, Rafael. I know you began to get into it, but the World Health Organization is also estimating that the global healthcare sector is generating about 300 million tons of plastic waste every year. And half of that alone is coming from single-use equipment and packaging. Now, in your opinion, what can and should be done to help combat this and try to reverse this? Because this is quite a daunting task to take on here, and that stat is overwhelming. So what can be done to kind of begin to reverse that cycle a bit?
You know, I think you're very right. And according to Health Without Harm, you know, if healthcare were a country, it would be the fifth largest greenhouse gas producer right now. And 71% of emissions actually come from supply chain. There's a lot that has to be done here. Now, like most areas of sustainability, I don't believe that there is a silver bullet solution, because there's a lot of challenges and trade-offs as well. Just one simple example, you know, the single-use items that you mentioned, right, they generate waste, but cleaning, reconditioning equipment for reuse can also consume significant amount of energy, water, and chemicals as well. So it isn't as easy to solve. In my opinion, companies have to take a more holistic view, taking into account end-to-end transportation, storage, and energy use. We do see companies looking at more bio-based single-use systems, as well as returnable packaging instead of more the polystyrene-based insulated packaging here. But the downside there is that currently bio-based solutions have very limited duration versus existing packaging, and return solutions are costly, unfortunately. So overall, you know, I think that this is still a work in progress. But it's great to see that more companies are setting these zero emission targets. And it's clear that the intention is there. And I believe that this will drive the broader adoption and scale of production that we need in all of these areas that we spoke about earlier. And all of our discussions right now with our customers, these initiatives are all top of the list. So that at least shows the focus.
Now, Rafael, before I let you go here, you started to also get into, of course, the elephant in the room regarding the pandemic of the last 3+ years. It's no secret that these healthcare supply chains are continuing to feel that aftermath, including regarding national drug shortages. But how can we continue to dig ourselves out of this hole? Obviously, this national drug shortage is going to be an issue and a challenge to overcome for quite some time. But what can we do to kind of try to work towards beginning to solve this problem?
It might sound odd, but the pandemic, while still a human tragedy, I think it was one of the best things that could have happened to the supply chain. Because suddenly our customers, up to the most senior levels and board levels, and also the general public, recognized the important role that is played by the supply chain. Of course, the supply chain was the source of many issues, with capacity constraints, labor issues, etc., leading to disruption, delays, and shortages. But it was also the core of the solution. And we in DHL were right at the center of the response during the pandemic and saw demand for our services explode, from deliveries of essential supplies, PPEs, and treatments through to supporting companies that were switching to e-commerce. Just as an example, to date, we have delivered well over 2.8 billion vaccines worldwide. Now, the massive volatility that the pandemic created, with the pendulum swinging from shortages to excess in inventory across many industries, has also hit the healthcare industry. And after the pandemic had passed, we saw a bullwhip of effect of more people returning to non-essential treatments that they had deferred before, which also led to surges now for demand for some products and equipment. We've also seen shortages of prescription drugs, pain relievers, and other medications, as well as shortages of medical personnel that have impacted the sector. Now, you've asked how to dig ourselves out of this hole. I think it will be a combination of different government measures. I think a good example is the U.S. government's investment of over $500 million towards developing domestic manufacturing of active pharma ingredients and calls to boost friendshoring, and the ongoing efforts by companies to build smarter, more resilient supply chains through innovation, digitalization, and collaboration. Again, some of these trends that I was mentioning earlier, and applying lessons learned in areas such as inventory management, supplier diversification, real-time visibility, et cetera, But, you know, I truly believe that now that supply chains are much higher up the strategic corporate agenda, I'm optimistic that we will see progress in this area. It's still a challenging time right now. The geopolitical situation and you know, climate control, as I mentioned, is all impacting supply chains as well. So, you know, we have multiple hits coming in after each other. But again, I think having it at the right level in the companies on the agenda will drive a change rather sooner than later.
Yes, and it's very important, as you were getting into, to keep that optimism. And you really have to continue to push and hope that things continue to turn around. So, Rafael, thank you so much for taking the time to break down the trends helping to reshape the pharma supply chain and getting into this whole concept that is just so relevant in terms of sustainability and breaking it down for our listeners. I really do appreciate you taking the time to join me on the show today. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And for all you listeners, be sure to stay in the loop of our latest updates via our website at pharmaceuticalcommerce.com or on our SoundCloud page. Take care, everyone.